Chapter 9. It happened, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. The Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication that you have made before me. I have made this house holy which you have built, to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. As for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded you, and will keep my statutes and my ordinances, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel forever, according as I promised to David your father, saying, There shall not fail you a man on the throne of Israel. But if you shall turn away from following me, you or your children, and not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house, which I have made holy for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all peoples. Though this house is so high, yet every one who passes by it will be astonished, and shall hiss, and they will say, Why has the Lord done this to this land and to this house? And they shall answer, Because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods and worshipped them and served them. Therefore has the Lord brought all this evil on them. It happened at the end of 20 years, in which Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Now Hiram the king of Tyre had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees, and with gold, according to all his desire. Then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they didn't please him. He said, What cities are these which you have given me, my brother? He called them the land of Cabul to this day. Hiram sent to the king 120 talents of gold. This is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised to build the house of the Lord, and his own house, and Milo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer and burnt it with fire, and slain the Canaanites who lived in the city, and given it for a portion to his daughter, Solomon's wife. Solomon built Gezer, and Beth Horon the lower, and Baalath, and Tamar in the wilderness in the land, and all the store cities that Solomon had, and the cities for his chariots, and the cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build for his pleasure in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and all the land of his dominion. As for all the people who were left of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, who were not of the children of Israel, their children who were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel were not able to utterly destroy, of them did Solomon raise a levy of bondservants to this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no bondservants, but they were the men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and his captains, and rulers of his chariots and of his horsemen. These were the chief officers who were over Solomon's work, 550, who bore rule over the people who labored in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David to her house which Solomon had built for her. Then he also built up Milo. 3 times a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings on the altar which he built to the Lord, burning incense on the altar that was before the Lord. So he finished the house. King Solomon made a navy of ships in Ezion-Geber, which is beside Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. Hiram sent in the navy, his servants, sailors who had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. They came to Ophir and fetched from there gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon.